Oh, hi, Chief. I'll be with you in a minute.
Max, how's it going?
Great. How do you like him?
Max, I'm talking about the mission. Forget about the diapers.
Well, I can't forget about the diapers, Chief. After all, I'm going to become a father. I have to practice, you know.
Max, Chaos is trying to smuggle a deadly explosive into the country, and you're supposed to be on the lookout for it.
I know that, Chief.
Well, then start checking through my luggage like I'm a passenger. I'll fill you in on all the information we have up to now.
Right, Chief.
The formula is divided into three parts.
Chief, do you have the keys to this thing?
Oh, yes. The first part has already been smuggled into this country. How did you do that?
Well, you asked me to treat you like a customer. And here at Customs, that's the way we treat them.
According to our information, part two of the formula is going to be sent through today, but we don't know whether it's coming through by boat or by plane.
Where'd you get these shorts, Chief?
Never mind the shorts, Max. Now, I've got men stationed at the pier. Your
what
job...
What size are these shorts, Chief?
36. Your job is to...
These are no 36, Chief.
All right, Max, 38.
They're more like a 40, Chief.
All right, 40 if it makes you happy. Now, give me those shorts. Max, I can't stress upon you with the importance of this mission. You must not let that second part of the formula get through. I'll check with you later.
Hold it, Chief. I better mark that so they'll let you through. Okay, next. Okay, may I ask what you're bringing into the country? Okay, you can go ahead. I can see what you're bringing into the country. Okay, who's next?
I am.
Well, you're a little young to be traveling alone, aren't you?
No, that's my doll. I'm down here, mister.
Oh, well, you're the youngest ventriloquist I've ever seen.
I'm not a ventriloquist.
Well, you should be. You're the greatest one I've ever heard. Where's your mommy and daddy?
They're waiting to meet me. I was away visiting my grandma.
Oh, well, you can go ahead right through. We don't want to keep your mommy and daddy waiting.
Thank you, mister.
Good. Father is waiting. You brought the second part of the formula?
Yeah, it's in the doll, just like the other one. Through customs was not a little girl.
Well, she certainly wasn't a big girl, Chief. She was only that high.
It wasn't a little girl at all. It was a little man.
Chief, that is ridiculous. I was there. You weren't. I'm telling you that it was a little girl with blonde, curly hair, and she was a great ventriloquist.
Max, it was little Louis Dunlap, a Chaos courier.
Well, he could have fooled me.
He did fool you.
Well, does that mean the Chaos has the second part of the formula now, Chief?
I'm afraid so, 99. They managed to get both parts in the country in less than... You have that. In less than 2 weeks. If they succeed in getting the third part in, we're in big trouble.
Well, what do you think they plan to do with the formula once it's complete?
They plan to change the structure of the United States.
What?
Let me show you. Now, this map was stolen by one of our control agents from Chaos headquarters. Take a look at it. Max, will you stop playing around with the diaper and look at this map?
Sorry about that, Chief.
Now, Max, something is missing from this map.
California.
This is the way the United States will look if Chaos succeeds in getting the third part of that formula into the country.
I don't understand, Chief.
With that formula completed, 99, Chaos will be able to make the most powerful explosive known to man.
Well, I still don't understand, Chief. Are you saying that Chaos wants to blow California off the map?
Exactly.
But why California?
Because some of our biggest missile bases are located in California.
And some of our best television shows come from there, too, 99.
California is expecting an earthquake. Now, this is a perfect alibi for Chaos. They blow California into the ocean, and everybody will blame it on the earthquake.
But, Chief, if that were to happen...
That's right, 99. It would be a disaster.
And some disaster. Just think, Ronald Reagan will have to go back to making movies again.
That's not the disaster I was talking about, Max.
Oh, no? Think about it.
I'm sorry, that's my new secret phone. Now, I'm the only one who is supposed to know where that phone is hidden in this office.
That's okay, Chief. We'll wait in the outer office. Come on, 99.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Chief. This is Larrabee.
Larrabee? How'd you get the number of my secret phone?
I looked it up in the phone book.
It's in the phone book?
It's listed in the classified pages under secrets. I just found a cab driver who picked up little Louis Dunlap at the pier.
Great work, Larrabee. Get him in here immediately.
Well, first we'll have to capture him.
Not Dunlap, the cab driver.
Oh, I can't, Chief. He refuses to come now. He's on duty.
Then we'll go down there. Where is he?
He's parked at a cab stand at 4th and Fulton.
That won't be necessary. We're not going anyplace. We're just going to talk.
I know that, but anytime anybody gets into the cab, I'm supposed to throw the meter on.
Well, how do you determine how much to charge people who are just going to talk?
Well, it's 35 cents for the first three sentences and 10 cents a word thereafter.
You picked up a little blonde girl carrying a doll at the airport yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. She was with a tall man.
Hey, look where you're going!
With a beard. I remember him well.
Where'd you drop them off?
Let's see. 727 South Cleveland at a place called...
Come on! I haven't got all day!
Miss Valerie's School for Expectant Fathers.
All right, the same to you!
Listen, I hope I'm not out of line, but seeing as we're standing still, why do you keep yelling at the other cars?
Force a habit.
You've been very helpful, thank you. Max, pay the man.
That'll be $3.40.
$3.40?
Yeah.
Chief, we should have walked and talked.
Listen, fella, I know you may not realize this, but the information that you just gave us could be of vital importance to this country.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but we happen to be secret agents, and what you have just told us could mean that millions of your fellow Americans can continue to live in a country that is the home of the brave and the land of the free.
You mean what I just told you guys is going to help my country?
That's right.
Gee, that makes a guy feel kind of good all over.
Well, it should.
Okay, make it $3 even.
All right, gentlemen, so much for the care of the infant in cases of colic. Now, for the benefit of our two new students, Mr. Clark and Mr. Smart... Shall we go over the procedure, the correct procedure for bathing the baby? Now, as you remember, the first thing that we must do is test the temperature by dipping our elbow into the water. If you would do that, please.
You're supposed to roll up your sleeve.
Oh, it's okay, Chief. It's drip dry.
Now, holding the baby thusly. Can you all see? We place the baby gently in the bathinet and proceed to bathe it.
Well, what do you think, Chief?
I don't know, Max. Now, all the rest of the students look okay to me, but I don't know about Miss Valerie.
Are you kidding? She looks a lot better to me than the students.
Max, if what the cab driver told us was true, the second part of that formula must be here somewhere.
Yeah, but where?
Shh, here she comes.
Mr. Smart, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Fine, thank you.
Do you know the difference between the head and the feet?
Hmm? Oh, sure. These are the feet and the head is down there somewhere.
I think you'll find, Mr. Smart, that if you keep the head above water, your baby will be much happier.
Oh, thank you.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll please dress your babies. Would you excuse me a moment? Hello?
Valerie? Mondo. Carney is here with a third part of the formula.
I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Are you at the airport?
No, we're in a phone booth down the street from your place.
Give me just a moment to clear the classroom.
It could be in that supply room, Max. It's the only door in the room that's locked.
Of course, Chief. It's gotta be the supply room.
We'll have to come up with some clever way of taking a look in that room.
Let me handle that, Chief. Miss Valerie?
Yes.
Could I take a look in the supply room?
Of course not. I keep my personal things in there. That's why it's locked.
I'll have to think of another clever way, Chief.
Don't bother.
I'm terribly sorry, students, but an emergency has arisen. I'm afraid I'll have to cut the class short. But I want all of you to take your dolls home with you and practice bathing them, and don't forget to bring them back next week. Good night. Good night. See you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Shut the door, Mondo. Now, at long last, we can put the entire formula together. All right, Mondo. Pull the string on the first doll.
My name is Mary Lou.
2 parts hydrogen dexachloride.
All right. Now the second doll.
My name is Mary Lou.
1 part laudanum solution.
And now for the third and final part.
My name is Mary Lou. I hate fresh boys. I have a little doggy.
What is this?
My name is Mary Lou.
Je m'entrose.
Wait, wait. When Carney collided with that new student, Smart, they dropped the dolls. The Smart must have given him back the wrong doll by mistake.
Yes. We've got to get that doll back before he discovers the secret. Do you know where he lives?
Yes, I have his address in my files. Mondo, you must go there immediately and get the doll back.
Don't worry. I'll get that doll back one way and the other.
Who is it?
It's me, honey.
What's the password?
I lost my wallet.
That's not the password.
I know, but I had the password written on a piece of paper in my wallet.
That's Max. Hello, Max. I'm so glad you're home. What are you doing with that doll?
Oh. Well, this is one of the dolls from Miss Valerie's school. She let me take it home tonight to play with it. Practice with it.
It's adorable. Look, it's the talking kind.
My name is Mary Lou.
Did you find out anything today?
Yes. Well, I did find out one thing, 99. I found out that it's better if you roll your sleeve up before you dip your elbow in the water.
I mean about the formula.
Oh, well, the baby's formula, that doesn't come up for 3 weeks.
No, Max, the formula for the explosive.
Oh, well, the chief and I didn't get a chance to get around to that 99, but we're going back later tonight.
Oh, you must be exhausted. Let me draw you a bath.
Okay. Be quiet.
Do you think it might be chaos?
Either that or your mother.
Max?
99, you go ahead and draw my bath. I'll take care of the door. Yes?
Sorry to interrupt you at this hour, but my car broke down. May I use your phone?
Oh, certainly. It's right over there on the desk.
Yes. Thank you.
If you need anything, I'll be upstairs. Upstairs.
Thank you.
Your bath will be ready in a minute, love. Who was at the door?
Some guy's car broke down and he asked to use the phone.
Oh. Max, why would he come all the way up here? Why wouldn't he just try one of the apartments on the first floor?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there was nobody home.
On the whole first floor? And what about the payphone in the lobby? He could have used that.
Well, maybe he didn't have any change.
I don't like it, Max. I don't think he ought to be down there by himself.
99, why are you always so suspicious? Some poor guy comes along, his car breaks down, he sees the light shining in our window. So he comes upstairs and asks us if he can please use our phone. And right away, you think something wrong is happening.
Well, I don't know, Max. I just don't feel right about it.
Okay, 99. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll go down and wait until he finishes the phone call. Hey, what's going on here?
All right. Where is it?
I told you, it's right there on top of the desk.
Why are you... What happened?
Nothing, 99. He just couldn't find the telephone. I told him it was right here on top of the desk.
I want the doll.
Hey, wait a minute, fellow. That happens to be my wife.
I don't want her. I want the doll you brought home from Miss Valerie's school.
Oh, that doll. Yes, sir.
And I want it now.
He wants it now.
Well, we better give it to him, Max. It's only a doll, after all. It's in the bedroom. I'll get it.
She better get it, because if she doesn't get it, you get it. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Move over there. Fast, fast, fast. Come, hurry. All right now, throw me the doll. Don't do anything foolish.
Now you tell me.
I'm leaving now. Don't try to follow me.
Okay, 99, that is it. We're getting out.
What do you mean, Max?
Well, when it comes to the point that a man can come to your apartment in the middle of the night, take out a gun, and take away your doll, that's when it's time to get out of the neighborhood.
Max, when little Louis Dunlap smuggled the second part of the formula past you at customs, wasn't he carrying a doll?
You're right, 99. And that doll looked exactly like that doll.
But that must be how they're smuggling in the formula, in dolls.
Of course. And Miss Valerie's place is the drop-off. I'm going back down there. You tell the chief to meet me there as quickly as he can.
There is no possible way anyone can connect us together.
That's good. We must get to the airport in 45 minutes and catch that flight, whatever happens.
Well, whatever I want, what brilliant.
How nice of you to drop in, Mr. Smart. You said you wanted to see what was in this room.
Oh, well, not really. I could... Of course. The old secret supply room and the supply room trick.
Honey, tie him up.
There's no time for that. Our plane leaves for Los Angeles in 20 minutes. Get the dolls with the formula. Now, Mr. Smart, I'm going to give you a sporting chance. There are six dolls in this room. As you already know, each one of them has a string hanging from its back. Now, the string on one of those dolls is going to open the door to this room.
I see. Then it's just a question of how much time it takes me to find the doll with the right string to get out of this room.
Correct. However, one of the dolls in this room contains a bomb. So if you pull that doll's string, this room will be blown to bits.
Sort of a Russian roulette with dolls.
Yes.
Just a moment. Supposing that I don't pull the string on any of the dolls. Supposing I just wait here until somebody comes and finds me.
Unfortunately, my dear Mr. Smart, there's only enough air left in this room to last 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah? Well, supposing I hold my breath.
You don't know how happy I am to hear that.
Max?
There's nobody here. Wait a minute, the supply room.
What's in there, Chief?
I don't know, 99, but I'm going to find out. Max, are you in there? Stand back, 99.
Well, there's nothing in here except those baby things on the shelf.
Why would they keep things like this under lock and key?
Maybe there's something behind them.
Of course I'm all right, 99. Chief, you got here just in time.
Where are they headed?
They're on their way to the airport. They're leaving for Los Angeles in 5 minutes.
Larrabee Station there. I'll call him and have him stop them.
I can tell you exactly what they look like, Chief.
Flight 4074, Los Angeles, now boarding.
Hold it. I'm a government agent. I want to see some identification.
What seems to be the trouble?
Just checking their identification. You three better get going. Your flight leaves in less than 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
But didn't it strike you funny that the pilot, that the co-pilot, and a stewardess were all carrying dolls?
Now that you mention it, that is strange.
99, Max, we've got to beat that plane to Los Angeles.
Larrabee, how can you be so stupid?
Come on, Max!
Flight 407 now arriving from Washington.
Well, gentlemen, I suggest that we split up and rendezvous at location Z.
That won't be necessary. We'll take those dolls now.
Frankfurt.
I'll take that, Miss Valerie.
Just tell me one thing, Mr. Smart. How did you manage to beat us to Los Angeles?
Well, it was really quite simple. While you were stacked up circling over Los Angeles, we were barreling along at 70 miles an hour by train.